that's a good art.
Ma is a new exhibition curated by Yuka Oshinesi on at the Arts House Trust at Pa Homestead. Ma is often translated to mean gap, space or interval, referring to a space that creates harmony between elements. With a background rooted in her upbringing in Japan and exploration of artistic mediums and making, including her pursuit of fashion studies, Yuka has a refined, distinct and thoughtful aesthetic as the director of Public Record. Exploring space, connection and transformation, her exhibition Ma traverses the Japanese concept with a series of intentional pauses, moments of tension, openness and calm that invite reflection and connection within an environment. Showcasing the works of 28 artists as sourced from the Arts House Trust collection, as well as Public Records and other selected artists, this exhibition presents a considered curation, presentation and appreciation of craftsmanship and refined and unique visual expression. I had a kōrero with Yuka Oshinesi, as well as director of the Arts House Trust at Pa Homestead, Anita Tota, about the show.
At the Arts House Trust, we always think about, you know, how can we can support the arts and culture sector here in Aotearoa? And we think about, you know, who we support, how we support, especially in these times of economic austerity and, you know, quite a dire arts and culture scene. And I thought about, you know, we help several artists and we have several exhibitions throughout the year that the Arts House Trust runs at the Pa Homestead. But I noticed there wasn't enough opportunities for curators. Yuka came to my mind immediately when I started to think about this. Yuka has, you know, a strong following. She has an incredible gallery, Public Record, on Ponsonby Road. Her aesthetic is so unique to Aotearoa and, you know, from an Eastern perspective and just in general, supporting craft object jewelry. I guess pulling that all together, bringing that to the Arts House Trust is what I was interested in. We have about 10,000 artworks in the collection. You know, most of that isn't seen on a daily basis. And like many museums and galleries around the world, there are storage issues as well. So we asked Yuka to respond as guest curator and use about 60 or 70% of our collection and bring that perspective and I guess bring in others as well from Public Record and from galleries like Michaelette and FHE to form an incredible exhibition. And there's some works, I've only been in the role for about 18 months, so there's some works that I didn't even know we had. I'm still trying to learn, have an encyclopedic knowledge about the collection. But there's an incredible Peter Robinson that Yuka, for example, you know, she dug through our archives and just pulled these things out. And in fact, at the opening last week, people were absolutely floored to see some of these works. They haven't seen them in decades. So there's Bronwyn Cornish, there's Bill Hammond, Peter Robinson, as I mentioned, a stunning Milan Mrkosic, and several other artists, which Yuka can talk about as well, that just brought an incredible atmosphere and a different context to the exhibition and to the artworks.
Totally. Yuka, we'll pass to you. Tell me a bit about your background. You're the director of Public Record, but you've also got quite a multidisciplinary background in the arts and beyond. You've studied fashion as well and been really involved in that too. Tell me a bit about that and the experiences or interests that have informed your creative vision as a curator.
Well, yes, I was born in Tokyo and raised there and spent there until early 20s. Until I leave there, I didn't notice it was my daily things, but I was so accessible to this incredible city that it was normal for me, my sort of neighborhood. So any spare time, I spent time going to museums, and that was very, that was normal for me. And coming here, before coming here, I was actually a professional runner.
Oh, really? No way.
I held a national record.
What? That's so cool.
And yeah, that's my partner trick. Under 20, actually. So I was a half marathon, long distance. So my career, I believed I was once dreamed about going to Olympics. I was belong to a strong team, and then my colleague all went to Olympics, and then, like, yeah, a top runner. So quite different upbringing from even normal Japanese people. But I had a big injury, so I have to stop my career, and then about early 20s. And I was thinking about future. I've always interested in the fashion and art and beautiful things. But since I'm going to international games, I knew meet a lot of athletes who speak English to communicate. So I thought this is important. Important for me to master the language to communicate a lot of different type of people. And I had best friends here in New Zealand, so I came. That was a very easy choice, and to spend time with her, I really enjoyed it. But came to New Zealand 20 years ago, didn't really have much things available. But that probably drives me what I can do here. I study fashion to grounded in New Zealand what I could do here, which I was interested in. And that I worked in the fashion industry was Christine Krav.
Oh my God, icon.
Yeah, I was very fortunate to work close with her, looking at what she does. But she's actually same age as me. I had the children same time.
Right.
So one of my inspirational woman of all time. Now I've actually jumping into New Zealand, some new field. I didn't have much connection to it, but I met my husband. He's a New Zealander. He helped me guide through, and also Christine and all of my uni teacher was give me sort of fundamental connection, and I really appreciate that. To start my career here, I felt really sustainable and very helpful. So now I've been sort of away from my own creativity, but having that gallery, I kind of felt now time to sort of put my love into my community. That's how I started gallery, and then that probably reflected my curations.
Totally. I wanted to, obviously we're here to talk about Ma, and to kind of start our kōrero about this exhibition, would you like to firstly elaborate on this concept of Ma and what that means and why that has centered your curatorial vision of this exhibition?
So Ma is sort of a lot of design or architectural thesis or study base being used actually internationally. Ma translate like a gap space interval, but it refers to the harmonious things between elements, and then feeling as well, or the object between thanks to Anita, just incredible opportunity for working with people like Anita and the Art House Trust. They had incredible collection archives that I could access to. So was actually, firstly, about 8 to 10 months ago, she asked me first time to do guest curator. And then that kind of a little bit, I was excited, but also overwhelmed at the same time, and how I can bring strong exhibition, also bring the essence of public record and me myself into this show. And in thinking and exploring idea of what's how I can do a very impact exhibition. And I actually took a long break during summertime and went to Japan. With my family, I was traveling around, and one of my elder, I have two daughters, 16 and 18. My elder one studying at the Auckland Uni for architecture. So we knew this would be our last trip for us to have a big trip. And we're visiting lots of museum and architectural landmarks for her and for us. And then visited islands. Few times we've been, but for first time for my children. And the experience of my favorite galleries over there, Chichu, that's have Monet in the room, or the Teshima, they have Ryue Nishizawa has designed for the artist who does installation of water, using a water fountain. It's very serene, quiet environment that you go walk in, and it has to be silent. And then you are ultimately surrounded by the very serene, amazing energy there. And you just wanted to stop and then take it in. So when I had a moment, I was sat onto the, my favorite walk around in a favorite spot, looking at people walked, come and go. And then even people walk around them become a part of art. And then I just felt like evoking my feeling and almost like crying. And then I kind of have this moment, phenomenal experiences. I sometimes have when I go to temple, seeing the beautiful garden. If I pick one, it's like a Ryuanji. There's a beautiful temple called Ryuanji in Kyoto. They have a famous stone rock garden there. And I see a lot of people sitting on the veranda, like on the corridor, on the Japanese temple, looking at the garden for a long time. That kind of the movement I would like to create to this exhibition. So not much to talk about, not necessarily to talk about the, how I want to try to do it, but kind of a natural phenomenon that, that would have happened if I could really display that beautiful artwork in the air and creating a beautiful atmosphere.
Beautiful. I wanted to talk about like selecting works. This exhibition is made up of works from the Arts House Trust collection, as well as Public Record and other selected artists. When looking at that process, was this a process of you selecting works and finding a common thread between them, or was it kind of starting with a theme or vision and then selecting accordingly?
I would say this is probably a bit of both. So I could access to this incredible archives of Art House Trust and then getting through, but I have to tune myself into the selection and then concept. So I going back and forth. The selection of I did for the show is make sure to fit into this concept. And also, I was so unfamiliar with the buildings and location as well. So I visited a few times, and then just to understand the context of the building. And I also, the Nicholas, the vice director, helped me to go through this collection that I initially made, and then checking the condition of art, or some art I never seen in person. I know that visually never sort of justified by seeing the catalogue. So that was a really nice and fortunate, that grateful for me to be able to do this collaboration between the gallery and that. And yeah. So I would say maybe a bit of both, back and forth.
Totally. And there are so many artists featured in this show, 28, I believe I counted. Unfortunately, we can't speak for all, but were there any artists or works that kind of grounded your ideas for this exhibition particularly?
Yeah, so I think it is hard to pick one. I think those people that I selected was all-time my favourites. And also, access to Peter Robinson's old painting and Bill Hammond's. I actually made a fashion collection one time dedicated to his painting. So like, it was just like my hero. And also to Bronwyn Cornish, the figurative earthenware sculptures, and it was very enjoy this process. But for the artist talk and then for the concept, when I was lighting, academic lighting, I knew I have to pick a couple artists to explain, giving information of what is a ma, but trying to give in too much. And I picked the Zach London Paul. He's represented by Michael Lett. I've the Teach Kintsugi workshop through my businesses. for culture exchange, and his use of materiality for his art form has been influenced by, I can see that heavily influenced by this philosophy of wabi-sabi. He's trying to put two different elements, East and West, old and new, and then filling the gap by different materials, and to feel the illusion of time, end time.
Mm.
That's similar, same concept with kintsugi, beautiful ancient art form from Japan. And also Sibila, who's one of the room that heavily I've been showcasing her work, her ongoing study by materiality and the nature, which giving sort of the information of time has changing. She's capturing it really well with the Japanese paper.
Mm.
And the using natural elements is something that resonates to what I love about art and craft.
Mm.
So those two are pretty much probably making a core for this show.
Mm.
But however, I would say I think this has to be something that people go through, understanding my vision, which created by how to display the artwork.
Mm.
So I often play around with lighting. And so the three rooms there that you, if you walk through, you can go like dark room to warm room, color, wall color that I selected to create some atmosphere, the warmness. And then the last room is white wall that sort of serene and crisp with the natural elements or artwork is in there that hopefully that evoke people's feeling.
Mm.
And also, like, there was a sort of angle that I have a favorite spot to stand in each room, that to see that some art is become coincide or speak to each other.
Right.
Yeah, so that's all about the balancing.
Yeah.
It's hard to describe. It's just me having those things that,
No, because I did want to talk to you about the kind of different rooms and whether, like, the thought behind that, which you've touched on there really beautifully. I guess to kind of end our korero, what was it like for you going from working in a space that was a lot smaller, like Public Record, to working in a big space, like working throughout the ground floor galleries at Pa Homestead?
Yes, I think it's not about the space is getting bigger. I'm quite capable to work with different concept and go different space. I realize, yeah, I've done the side of work and I really enjoy that too. However, but this time that building was heritage building and owned by council. That was definitely challenging for me because I'm thinking about to evoke people's feeling. I had different ideas to creating a meditation room, for example. But then actually that was rejected because of the safety, and then actually quite incredible archives they have. And then many, I was surprised being through their gallery, so many people are there, enjoy the art, and then the beautiful cafes there and the beautiful stunning location overlooking the Auckland city. So I realized that I have to design a work that's safe, like, you know, for fits to the regulation and to safety to everyone. So that kind of things are very new to me. I actually designed three or four shows within that 6 months to be able to fits to that building.
Yuka has also worked with our team to offer a few public programs, one of them being a kintsugi workshop that will be on August 6th. That's for all ages. And then there'll be a few other public programs, so feel free to check our website. And the exhibition is on until the 31st of August. So I invite everyone to come visit.
That was curator Yuka O'Shaughnessy, as well as director of the Arts House Trust at Pa Homestead, Anita Tota, speaking to me about Ma, an exhibition on now until the 31st of August.